questions, bite-sized.
Short and curly bites.
Bites, 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 bites.
Short and curly bites.
Big questions, small serving size.
Just another day in the life of a very mature grown-up adult. Started my day with a cholesterol check, then had a peek at my superannuation. Now I'm giving myself a little treat by listening to some jazz while I lounge by this resort pool. Yep, nothing like unwinding when you're a busy grown-up.
Cannonball!
Ah! I'm all splashed on and disturbed by the loud noises.
Sorry, ma'am. I'm just a little kid who's super excited to do a bunch of, like, backflips and play lots of games in the pool. And check it out, I've got a pool noodle and a blow-up donut.
I'm really sorry, little boy, but you actually can't be in here. See that sign?
Huh? What sign? Oh, hang on. I'm little, so I'm still learning how to read. Adults only pool. No children allowed. Wait. Why am I not allowed in the pool?
I guess because there are adults trying to relax here and you're being all loud and disruptive. Look, you splashed water all over my tax return.
Why are you doing your tax return by the pool?
Because I'm a boring adult.
You can say that again. I want to play in the pool. This is so unfair.
Today's short and curly bite-sized question.
Is it discrimination to not allow kids into certain areas?
Yeah, let no God in me.
Phew, this question is as complicated as my new patented backstroke, butterfly, breaststroke swimming combo. It feels really bad to be told that we're not allowed somewhere, but is it always unfair discrimination when someone tries to stop you?
Yes.
Actually, it depends. Let's imagine the situations were reversed. Say there was a space that grown-ups wanted to come into, but when they did, it messed up what the kids were trying to do. Like, say you wanted to play with your friends on the swings, but adults kept coming in and sitting on them and talking and eating cheese with a fancy cheese knife. So now there's knives and plates everywhere and nowhere for you to go play. Or say a group of kids are trying to have a fun sleepover and watch a movie, but the parents want to come sit with you in the same room. Maybe some of them want to turn the lights on or watch the news at full volume.
Ugh, I love the news.
Too scary for me.
Well, would it be okay to say, hey, this space is just for kids? Or would that be unfair discrimination? It might feel similar for the adults at the pool. They want a spot where they can do their thing, like practice swimming fast, without having to worry about getting bonked by a noodle or needing to keep an eye out for a kid's handstand practice. So when are rules like this unfair? That's a tricky legal question. But if we say it's unfair to discriminate on age, we might have to let adults into kids' spaces too. Big bummer. And now, time for me to bounce on out of here.
Oh, I'm a kid, so I love bouncing.
Okay, Carl, give it a rest. You're in your 30s.
Fine, I'll do some adult stuff now. Short and Curly Bites is made by ABC Kids and Family.
Tell your friends and teachers to find more episodes of Short and Curly via the ABC Listen app.
And a huge thank you to Zohara for submitting this curly question.
It's one you can keep thinking about. Is it discrimination to not allow kids into certain areas?